a cyberspace devotee, Rosina, wants to find the love of God and doesn't have love for God, and wondering how to bring this about. Well, Rosina, judging from your name, you're probably not a member of the Hindu religion, therefore your philosophy, and correct me if I'm wrong, may be different than ours. Whatever we love, we have to know where it is. It has to be identified in a place, and therefore, then we can either love it or not love it, or react to it or fight with it. So therefore, according to Sanatana Dharma, God does have a place. But it's a little more complicated than that. We have to know what God we're talking about. Now, if we're talking about Lord Shiva is everywhere, most strongly felt within a Shiva temple. If we're talking about God Ganesha or God Murugan or any other gods or goddesses, they live in the third world and have many devas and other Mahadevas that work and serve humanity. Let's begin with Lord Shiva. The energy in your body, in my body, and everybody's body, as well as the animals and bugs and reptiles and fish and birds, is the same one prana flowing. Where does it come from? It comes from Shiva. So we can identify Shiva in one of his aspects as pure energy and learn to love energy. The light that lights up my thoughts, lights up your TV, lights up your thoughts, and all the thoughts and all the minds of the world, that light comes from Shiva, so we can identify Shiva as light and love light. On another level, from a psychological point of view, to have love in your heart and love flowing through you, you have to get rid of all the things you don't love. Maybe you're fighting with somebody in the office, having mental arguments with your family or friends. And that all that has to stop. So, if you're having a conflict, mentally say, I love you, you love me, and make the energy between you and the person that you're conflicting with flow between you in a very wonderful, harmonious way. This is a mental 6-word mantra. I love you, you love me.